Hi. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Mary Junk. I hope you've heard the news by now, and that is we're growing. We're planning to add 16 daily newspapers to the Lee Enterprises family. Lee Enterprises is planning to acquire Howard Publications.
With this message, Mary Junk, president and CEO of Lee Enterprises, announced to her company's employees the acquisition of Howard Publishing. The nearly $700 million deal will catapult Lee to 12th place among newspaper chains in the U.S.
Our focus is local daily newspapers in mid-size markets.
That was Dan Hayes, Lee's communications director. In addition to a half interest in the Wisconsin State Journal and the Capital Times, Lee's new holdings extend from coast to coast.
The Quad City Times in Davenport, Iowa, the Lincoln Journal Star in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the Billings Gazette in Billings, Montana. We extend to Oregon. We have papers right now in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, as well as Wisconsin.
Media consolidation is a continuing trend. The 1990s saw the explosive growth of Viacom, the buyout of Time Warner by AOL, and the rise of Clear Channel Communications. But according to University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign professor Bob McChesney, media mergers weren't limited to these global giants.
The trend towards concentration in media and communication, which people usually think about in terms of the huge national and global powerhouses like AOL, Time Warner, in fact, is going up and down the food chain. The so-called small local media, radio stations and newspapers, in fact, are also part of this process, even alternative weeklies, that the level of corporate concentration of ownership permeates the entirety of our media system. You can run, but you can't hide.
In the face of corporate conglomeration, McChesney says independently owned daily newspapers are either being bought up or driven out of business. But if McChesney is warning about the dangers of media consolidation, Hayes isn't sounding any alarms. When asked if he was concerned about the disappearance of dailies, Lee's spokesperson sounded puzzled.
What dailies are disappearing from what markets? Give me an example.
Examples include the Anchorage Times, Shreveport Journal, Tulsa Tribune, Pittsburgh Press, El Paso Herald Post, and Nashville Banner, all of which folded in the 1990s. Hayes believes that consolidation in the newspaper industry helps newspapers streamline their operations.
By being part of a company such as Lee, there are company-wide resources that in fact make news departments and ad departments and other operating departments stronger.
What makes for good business sense does not necessarily make for good editorial policy, warns McChesney.
With a chain, you can lower your cost. I mean, you can spread your editorial costs across more newspapers. So what you usually expect to see from a chain newspaper is that it will strip the editorial component down to the bare minimum. It tries to put as little money into that as possible because that costs money.
McChesney also contends that newspaper chains maintain a strong conservative bias, reflecting the interests of their owners rather than their communities. He recounts what 1998 gubernatorial candidate Ed Garvey told him about campaigning in cities with chain newspapers.
He would give me horror stories about going into communities and where chains of newspapers in the state all had one editorial policy, and he hardly could get any coverage. So, I mean, it made campaigning virtually impossible. And what happens then is if your journalism is so poor in these local newspaper monopolies of candidates, it reinforces that the only way a candidate can successfully reach people is by buying TV political ads. And, you know, that means you have to be beholden to the people who give you lots of money to pay for those expensive ads.
Hayes argues that there is no direction from Lee's offices in any of their newspapers, stating that decisions about what goes into a given paper are made by the publisher and editor.
There's no decision made in any corporate office about what goes in the Wisconsin State Journal. Those decisions are made entirely by the publisher and editor there, the same as our publisher and editor in La Crosse, our publisher and editor in Racine, publisher and editor Chippewa Falls, every place else.
But a statement on Lee's website notes that the chain, quote, supplies news and editorial content for the Wisconsin State Journal.
It simply means that Lee Enterprises appoints the publisher of the Wisconsin State Journal, who then chooses the editor of the Wisconsin State Journal. That's all it means.
After Lee announced their acquisition of Howard Publishing on February 11th, the Wisconsin State Journal ran a piece describing the financial implications of the deal. It was published in the business section of their paper. Again, Bob McChesney.
Issues of media policy, media ownership and control are almost always covered on the business pages. And these are covered, therefore, as stories of interest to owners and investors and managers. not as stories of interest to the general population of political importance, when in fact, of course, they're of tremendous political importance. Lee Enterprises has a distinct self-interest in the general public either not knowing about this merger or regarding it in a favorable light.
The financial implications of the deal may be broader, however. On Tuesday, February 19th, a federal appellate court opened the door to yet another wave of consolidation.
There's a prohibition currently owning newspapers and television stations in the same town, or on owning television stations and cable TV systems in the same town. And the courts have just ruled that these sort of restrictions are, in their view, unconstitutional. And the FCC, under Michael Powell, is holding a rulemaking right now to see whether they should get rid of these restrictions formally. A company like Lee Newspapers, Lee Enterprises, which will have a nice little fleet of newspapers in the upper Midwest, will be a very tempting takeover target for a larger media company. Almost certainly will be a target of some acquisition in the next 2 to 5 years.
This huge investment, $695 million, reinforces our faith in the future of local newspapers.
What's in store for daily newspapers? It depends on who you ask. Dan Hayes remains hopeful.
We have a real strong belief in the future of daily newspapers. We love daily newspapers. We believe that they're just an enduring treasure for our communities and for our country.
But media critics like Bob McChesney believe that an informed and engaged public must take an active role in shaping a free press.
Well, I think that, one of the things that people in Lee communities need to do now is impress upon these newspapers that they have a real desire for local news coverage on one hand, and also editorial coverage that reflects the interests of the community, not the interests of the rich people who own the Lee newspapers.
For the Madison Independent Media Center, this is Christian Knutson.